This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I thank you for listening, and I thank you for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means family law. Full service means divorce. Full service means whatever your legal need is. When you are in need of any type of legal assistance, reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. 844-4BLG-4ME, or click the box to request a free consultation at BrandonLegalGroup.com. Jeremy, Sean, Colin, so many good people I've met through Brandon Legal Group in their support of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They have bought the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament for 3 years running. They also provide gift baskets, prizes, custom gifts. Basically, if I reach out to them for something as it relates to, hey, can we do this for a particular golf tournament? Their answer is yes. You will receive similar attention when you are in need of legal assistance and you reach out to Brandon Legal Group. 844-4BLG-4ME, your full-service law firm. Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry in Tampa. I have spent, honestly, way too much time there in the last year. But that's the way life goes. The good part of that is the relationships I have built with Bill Curry Ford. And I wouldn't keep going back if the relationship wasn't good. And if I didn't like what they did. So whether it is the car buying experience or the car service experience, I highly recommend Bill Curry Ford. I know the men who run both departments, and in about 18 months, they'll all be under one roof. Currently, the service building is located just south of the dealership. Mark Wilty runs the service department. If you have a service need, you go to Bill Curry Ford, you ask for Mark Wilty, and tell him you listen to my podcast. If you have a need for the purchase of a pre-owned vehicle or a new vehicle, you go to the dealership, you ask for Sean Sullivan. He plays annually in Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. You ask for Sean Sullivan, you tell him you listen to my podcast, and your conversation will go from there. These are good men. And by the way, if you can't find Sean Sullivan, ask for Grace. We love Grace, and Grace is the one who can track down Sean, especially if you tell her you are one of my listeners. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry, in Tampa. And they've been selling and maintaining vehicles for Tampa Bay residents for generations. Easy to find, and they annually host the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft Night. My email for podcast purposes here, non-fantasy, write.todd@yahoo.com. Hey, if you have interest in a future golf tournament, we're coming up on our last golf tournament of 2021. It's Todd Wright Tour XXXIII. The Holiday Spectacular at West Chase Golf Club. Thanks to Jared and Daryl for hosting us again at West Chase. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. All my events are open to the public. Men, women, all skill levels. We have different divisions. We have a good time. And please don't associate my events with charity scrambles. My events have no charity element, which also means they offer value. I'm not trying to get in your pockets. I'm not doing any fundraising. All I care about is that you have a good time. That's it. Cover my costs to do that and join our group. We've added new people every tournament since I started doing this, amazingly, over 5 years ago. Is it 6 years now? I think it is, yeah. October 2015, the You Like That game. Kirk Cousins, Redskins against the Bucks. I love seeing Aaron Rodgers squirm. So I'm not going to get into why he's squirming now. I'm just enjoying it. A longtime friend of mine, who unfortunately I've lost touch with, it happens, right? You have people who are close to you and either life or something comes up and you just lose that connection. But he used to react to some things, and I still do it privately. Serves him right, is what he would say. Or serves her right. Or serves them right. That's the way I have felt the last week about Aaron Rodgers. Sure, some of this can be personal. Aaron Rodgers has been on a Packer team that has gotten in the way of my team, the Dallas Cowboys, advancing in the playoffs on multiple occasions. Funny, even before Tom Brady came to Tampa Bay, I had no problem, and still don't, with Tom Brady or Gronk. And people would say, well, you're a Cowboy fan. I said, well, yeah, but it's not like the Patriots have been preventing the Cowboys from winning another Super Bowl. They haven't gotten in their way. Aaron Rodgers has. The Green Bay Packers have. So I'm enjoying this. Now, I do heavily invest in Devontae Adams in fantasy football, so that hasn't gone particularly well for at least 1 week. We'll see if Rodgers gets back on the field or not. There was a 60 Minutes piece done on Aaron Rodgers a while back, and they painted a little bit of the other side of him. I believe he's a dick. Now, I know there are many high-profile athletes, sports personalities, musicians, actors, actresses, who are dicks. And actually, I've often said 85% of men are either a deadbeat, a dick, or a douchebag. And I'll even wave my hand and say, I can be a dick. There are people out there who think I'm a dick. But you know what? They were a dick to me or someone close to me. So that's why I treated them as such. Because, in the words of my friend, serves them right. My grandfather used to write me letters when I was in college at the University of Miami. He would just sit down in his chair and he'd take a few minutes and he'd write out some words about what was going on with his day, what he thought about what was going on in sports, what my grandmother was doing, what was happening around the condo. And then he'd add some advice or some things. And I kept one of his letters because it had a PS that said, and I quote, like and smile at just about everyone except the assholes. Asshole is equivalent to dick. So I'm taking my grandfather's advice. I've never encountered Aaron Rodgers. I have no interest in encountering Aaron Rodgers. I just like seeing him squirm because I think it serves him right. I understand Aaron Rodgers for his, 16 seasons? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 16 seasons in the National Football League. Is it 16 or 17? It was 2005 draft, so that would be 17. Let's take a look. Yep. He's been one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He wins more than he loses. He's a 3-time NFL MVP. He's going to the Hall of Fame. As Tom Brady would say, he can throw the shit out of the ball. But because he's a dick, I like seeing him have difficulty. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. Maybe it's because he was a dick that he slipped to pick 24 in the first round of the 2005 draft. Granted, San Francisco shouldn't have taken Alex Smith number one. They should have taken Aaron Rodgers. But maybe Alex Smith interviewed better. Maybe they thought he was a better guy. So Aaron serves you right. And there have been various times, remember the 60 Minutes piece, he would have people meet and greet him and simply make an observation that he wasn't as big as they thought he'd be, and he's offended by that. He's sensitive. Aw, that's too bad. Make a joke back. Yeah, neither are you. I do want to point out, he has won a Super Bowl. No one can ever take that away from him. He still has time to win another. But I just want to point out, for one of the best quarterbacks all time in a quarterback-driven league, and we're not counting the previous, the current season of season 17. So he's had 16 seasons. He's won one Super Bowl. He's also made one Super Bowl. That's it. One. If he was really that good over 16 years, going on 17, why wouldn't he make more? Oh, are you buying into his narrative? It's not his fault. Isn't that the narrative these days with what's going on? Oh, you misunderstood me. No. No. You didn't answer the questions. You led people to believe something. Aaron Rodgers ran Mike McCarthy out of Green Bay. Say what you will about Mike McCarthy. Mike seems to be doing well. Certainly not last Sunday. No one did in Dallas. Mike seems to be doing pretty well in Dallas. Mike was the one who threw the red flag to overturn the Dez catch. Technically, I guess the rule applied. Mike knew the rule. Still pisses me off. Dez caught the ball. But Aaron ran Mike McCarthy out. It was Mike McCarthy's fault. That's the narrative. Why Aaron Rodgers, for all those years in Green Bay, only won one Super Bowl. Reminds me of, in a way, the Orlando Magic. They've never won an NBA title. Well, it's Brian Hill's fault, and it's Stan Van Gundy's fault. Really? I don't think those guys get enough credit. And when Dwight Howard ran Stan Van out of Orlando, Stan Van actually knew how to use Dwight and build a team around him. Look, the player isn't always right, neither is the coach. But I call it as I see it. Mike McCarthy can take some of the blame for why the Packers didn't go to or win one more Super Bowl in his time with Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Rodgers needs to take a similar amount of that blame. And now that Aaron Rodgers has this new coach who has one of the highest winning percentage of any coach who's coached, what, like 25, 30, however many games? You were in an NFC Championship game again last year against Tom Brady and the Bucs. You had the game at home, and Aaron, you didn't get it done. And I know some blame LaFleur. Some blame LaFleur for sending the field goal unit on the field to cut an 8-point deficit to 5. Even I don't get the math, but you had three downs to get closer to the end zone, in the end zone, or get to the 1 or 2. You didn't. On second and third down, I don't know where you were throwing the ball, and it seemed like Ndamukong Suh scared the shit out of you. Again. He gets in your head. That's why he's on the Bucs. That's why Bruce Arians brought him. He knew, you know, we're going to have to beat Aaron Rodgers. I want Suh lining up against him because Aaron Rodgers hates Ndamukong Suh. And I think Suh embraces that Rodgers hates him. It throws Rodgers off. In the postseason, future Hall of Fame quarterback Aaron Rodgers has a total record of 11-9 in the postseason. 11-9. All time in playoff games. Since winning the Super Bowl, he's 7-8. 7-8 all time in postseason games since winning a Super Bowl. That covers an entire decade as we lead into this decade. Serves him right. And I also claim, even though Aaron Rodgers has pulled some terrific comebacks, many quarterbacks do. Many quarterbacks are known for comebacks. Matt Stafford was known for them in Detroit. Tom Brady obviously is known for them. Heck, Tony Romo has been known for them as well. They're not unique to Aaron Rodgers, and I would claim you can find at least one, if not more, Packer fans know what I'm talking about, games per season, some pretty big games where the Packers pack it in, essentially give up. They did it last year in a regular season game at Tampa Bay. They quit. They gave up. They've done it in postseason games. A game against the Falcons comes to mind. A game against the Niners comes to mind. Where is your leader in that situation? Aaron Rodgers is accountable for that too. My last thought, at least what has happened the last week to him, it ends this ridiculous thought that he should host Jeopardy. Think back to when he hosted Jeopardy. Remove the fact that he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Now just think of that person hosting that show. Were you really that impressed? I'm not questioning his intelligence, but there are a lot of people out there who are intelligent. They can't host a game show. He was stiff. I know he studied. Okay. Good for him. He put effort into it. Yeah, I get that. This is my business, the media. This is why I told everyone from the beginning, McFarland stunk and wasn't going to get much better. And I was right. Rodgers was not good. People liked him because he was Aaron Rodgers. He was not good. And now based on this, we can finally put the thought that Aaron Rodgers is going to host Jeopardy to rest. Because now even those who wanted him to do it know that he won't. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Bill Curry Ford. I thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.